Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'll get serious here. Get some NFL Factoid Tuesday. A good point, though, by a listener. There is that rare occasion when you're jaywalking and that car's looking at you because they're letting you go and you do the awkward
shuffle, running, walk thing.
I'm hurrying. I promise. I'm going as fast as I can. It's a great point. That's your random jog. You never know when it hits you.
See, I actually do jog, whereas you can look at people and they do the arm motion, but they're still walking, and you're like, you're not actually jogging.
Dude, my old baseball coach used to call me out for that when we'd run at the end of practice of like, you're just making it look like you're running hard, but you're not running fast. You can go faster than that.
Yeah.
You're doing the whole like, pick it up a little bit. Come on, Johnson.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Ooh.
Every Tuesday here on The Fan at 6:30.
Didn't talk a lot of NFL yesterday. There was a lot going on. A lot of leftover NFL stuff.
Rust has a fun fact to kick things off. Rust sitting in for Swag today, and he's like, ooh, I got a factoid I want to throw out there. So go ahead, give it to us, Jeffrey Rust.
So with last night's, 25-24 win over the Commanders. Sorry, yeah. Yes, 25-24. Sorry, they're super ready.
Yeah.
The Bears are the second team to win consecutive games by 1 point with the same final score in NFL history. The previous instance came in 1926 when the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets rattled off a pair of 7-6 wins over the Detroit Panthers and the Chicago Bears.
Hey! Oh.
Swag famously at that football game.
He was there,
1926.
Man. I got a fun one for you on last night's game between the Bears and the Commies.
Are we just making this a group factoid?
I had my own factoid and then I got made fun of last week, I'm just joining the factoids now. Want to be a part of the party? Last night's Bears and Commanders game was the first time since 1997 that the Bears and Commies will both have the same starting quarterback or had the same starting quarterback in consecutive meetings. And when you look through this list, so the last time this happened between the two teams, it was Gus Frerotte versus Eric Kramer. That happened in 96-97.
I was a Gus Frerotte truther, and then he broke his neck on the wall celebrating, and I remember watching that live.
Damn it, Gus. Dude, the names on this list are hilarious to go through, like Brad Johnson versus Shane Matthews, Tony Banks versus Jim Miller, Hasselbeck versus Rex Grossman, Brunel versus Jonathan Quinn. Do you remember Jonathan Quinn?
I do remember Jonathan Quinn.
I don't remember Jonathan Quinn.
And Brunel wasn't
bad.
I feel like he wasn't awful in Washington. But
Patrick Ramsey versus Kyle Orton, Jason Campbell versus Rex Grossman, McNabb versus Jay Cutler, RG3 versus Jay Cutler, Kirk Cousins versus Jay Cutler, Kirk Cousins versus Mac Barkley, Case Keenum versus Trubisky, Wentz versus Fields, Howell versus Fields. Until the last 2 years, we've gotten Daniels and Caleb Williams.
I wanted to throw out one more from last night's Bears-Commies game. Right now, and it's early, Caleb Williams projected to throw for 4,009 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 7 picks.
That was a big win for him last night, man.
He wasn't perfect. He had some moments. No. But he did what he needed to do. The run game got going.
They got the fumble late, and it was a nice. Yep. And then they, you know, when Moody's kicking a field goal at the end of a game, you always just, especially when he got one blocked, you feel a little queasy, but he kind of knuckleballed that one in.
Well, let's also be honest. That fumble, that's a fumble that happens to Caleb and the Bears, not to Daniels in D.C.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, okay, maybe
wow.
It's their night.
They're driving to take over and not going to happen, my friend.
So would that make Williams, I believe the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer
the first 4,000
or a 30-yard touchdown passer?
Yeah, 30, yeah. Not yard, touchdown, just touchdown.
Or 30 touchdown.
There you go. Boom.
There we go.
4,000 yards, never happened in Bears history.
Nope.
30 touchdown passes. Yeah.
And they're above 500, five games into the season.
Yes.
They're alive in the playoff chase in the NFC. That wild card race is wide open.
Patrick Mahomes improved to 21-5 in his career following an in-season loss.
God.
It's the best record by any quarterback since starts were tracked in 1950.
My dumbass bet against him on Sunday night.
It was the only thing that I wasn't you. It was just like everybody was on the Lions. And I'm like, I'll take Mahomes. Are they going to go to 2-4? I don't know.
Unlikely. I'm on now a 3-week stretch of gambling against the Chiefs when they win and gambling on the Chiefs when they lose. So that's really fun.
This one's fun from Sunday's Tampa Bay San Francisco game.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks to throw for 80 plus touchdowns in their first 40 starts after changing teams.
Oh.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Hey!
That's the list.
It's a pretty short list right there.
Those are three GOATs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Dude, he's right now, I think there's, we can get into this maybe today or at some point. He is third in the MVP odds right now.
Who's ahead of him in the MVP odds?
Josh Allen.
Okay. Was that before last night or
and
after
Mahomes.
Last night?
No. This was after this weekend.
After this weekend?
Yeah. Allen Mahomes.
I mean...
Look, he's 4-1.
We know how good those quarterbacks are. I know their seasons have been a little rocky. And the
Allen did not have a great night last night.
He did not have a great night last night. And Mahomes, you know, has had moments this year where he's been really good and, you know, bad moments. Every quarterback's going to have that. Baker Mayfield should be number one on that list. If he does this with all the injuries that they've suffered and they win the division and they get a top two seed in the NFC playoff picture, how is that not the MVP?
I mean,
what are we doing?
You're not
nobody's,
wrong.
Nobody's
but...
giving the head coach credit there. That's not happening in Tampa.
It is a weird situation. They've been so good and consistent.
He gets no zero
gets
credit.
No credit.
I
as
can't
a coach.
Even tell you what he sounds like. He doesn't talk. I think he's a mute.
We actually
go left,
audio.
Go right,
yeah.
Left, right, left, right.
Yeah, where is that?
That's what his head coach is known for.
He's not playing
where
for Andy
is that
Reid.
Cut? I have that cut. Hold on. I think I can find it.
Our left, his right.
Yeah,
your left, our right.
We going left. We going right.
What is that?
To his our left, his left. I mean, our left, his right.
That's why. That guy's not getting any credit. Mayfield's got to be the MVP, dude. Guy doesn't know his left and rights.
Unfortunately, too, when weird moments happen, like block field goals or interceptions or something, they always show him and he makes like a weird constipated face. And
you're
so
just confused.
You add the confused audio with the confused face and then his team wins. I think people just kind of go, yeah, they won in spite of you.
It's just,
unfortunately.
I'm here. I got a headset on, but I don't really know what I'm doing right now.
Rico Daddle of the Panthers had 234 scrimmage yards in their win over the Dolphins last week.
How did I miss the Rico Daddle revenge game?
He's the seventh player since 1933 to record at least 230 scrimmage yards in consecutive games.
Wow.
He did it this week against the Cowboys and last week against Miami. He joined Le'Veon Bell, Josh Gordon, Deuce McAllister.
God, dude, I love Deuce McAllister.
Marshall Faulk, Walter Payton, and Jim Brown. He's the second player since 1970. To record at least 200 scrimmage yards at each of his first two starts with a franchise.
Dude, he's been...
That was a revenge game for him.
Revenge game for him. He has been phenomenal, and they need help because we know their quarterback can't do it on his own. He's going to need some support there, and he has been outstanding for them the last couple of weeks.
How about this one? This is a betting nugget.
Okay.
After a week five, underdogs went 9-5 outright. Favorites are 11-2 outright in week six.
Oh.
Including 11-1 on Sunday.
Oh.
The only two upsets this week were by the Giants versus the Eagles.
That was a big one on Thursday.
And the Panthers, +2.5 against the Cowboys. You can add the Falcons to that list now because they were an underdog last night against Buffalo.
I think the Bears were an underdog too, were they not?
And the Bears were also an underdog
last
against
was
the
5.5.
There you go.
So you had a little primetime upsets this week, but other than that, a lot of favorites.
11-3
went
the favorites against
good.
The spread.
That's good to know.
We have more NFL factoid nuggies that we'll get to coming up next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan and Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We roll on NFL Factoid Tuesday here. I got an alarming NFL thing I want to get to at 7. We have Dan Lanning audio today.
We do, yeah.
Scott Barnes did a weird thing where he talked to the media after the interim coach, but he refused to go to the podium. He made all the media go to like a weird circle.
Also, Beaver fans acknowledging, wait a minute, the only way to hear this is on the radio. We're not going to live stream this anywhere.
Didn't live stream it.
Video.
Year 2025, our Lord, no. And Oregon State's like, live stream? What's a live stream?
How do we do that? I hit my camera and press live? I don't know how to do that.
He also, for somebody who doesn't go down there, I don't try to be Mr. Plugged in Oregon State guy. I certainly am not. You can just watch and be able to tell what's happening there. He literally admitted what I said happened yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, you don't have to be a genius to pick up on the tea leaves of how this is operating. So we'll get to the audio of Scott Barnes today. Also making his debut on the show. He'll be on our YouTube page. Landon Tangwall.
Yeah, it'd be fun to talk to him.
Former Penn State lineman. He now covers Penn State, the Big Ten. So we'll get his thoughts on the Franklin stuff and Oregon-Indiana fallout. And is Cignetti the guy that Penn State's going to hire?
Ooh.
Matt Rhule's doing the obvious dance around and answer because I want a raise. And if I don't get it, I might leave the Penn State thing.
I don't even think it's as much about a raise for him. He wants to spend $40 million on a roster. And he's basically saying, we need to do that at Nebraska. And if you don't do that, then I'm out of here. That's the new leverage play. I don't think it's about as much getting a new contract anymore. He's like, he had a quote where he's like, we think of us doing it the old way at Nebraska. And it's like, that's not how the sport works anymore. So you either get along and go along, or you're going to get left behind.
It's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so any and all questions are welcome at the Mail Sack. We'll get to that after Tangwall at 9:15-ish, 503-864-6326. The Mail Sack is a Reddit AMA. And so we'll get to any and all your questions. And it looks like we're going to have orange chicken at the Moda Center.
It's back on the menu, boys.
Dropping lawsuits makes you look like a real doofus. I'll tell you that much right now. What did you file a lawsuit for, you moron?
Don't you touch our orange chicken, all right? You worry about your team over there. We're going to eat our orange chicken.
The London game was truly dreadful.
Yeah, it was bad.
A lot of wankers over there. Broncos, 9 sacks, tied for the second most sacks in a game in franchise history. It's the most since 1996 against the Jets when Aaron Glenn was on the team.
J-E-T-S, Jets. I love Aaron Glenn after the game saying Justin Fields wasn't that bad and then doing his Monday press conference saying, yeah, that's my bad. I take that back. Justin Fields was pretty bad in that game.
Broncos have 30 sacks through 6 games. It's the most sacks through the first 6 games since the Chiefs in 2013.
Wow.
It's tied for the 6th most by any NFL team since the stat was tracked in 1963.
That defense has lived up to every aspect of the hype, man. They might have the defensive player of the year on their defensive line. They've been dominant. And it's going to keep that. It's going to give them a chance in every game. You look at that Philly game a couple of weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Offense doesn't do a lot, but the defense cold serve long enough. Offense wakes up. They find a way to win. It's going to be the thing that probably carries them to the playoffs. They are dominant on that side of the ball.
Jets only win this team in the NFL 0-6, third longest losing streak to start a season in franchise history. They were 0-13 in 2020, 0-8 in 1996. Again, Aaron Glenn was on that team. And Justin Fields, you bring that up, minus 10 net yards passing.
Ugh.
You might be saying, like, that doesn't seem like it could be a real stats break. And I'll say, you're absolutely right. It's the worst in a game in franchise history and the worst by any team since the San Diego Chargers had minus 19 on September 20th, 1998 at the Chiefs.
Ooh, was that a Ryan Leaf rookie year game? Would he have been there in 98 or was that 98 draft into 99?
Oh.
Was it 98 drafts, or would that have been him? I can't remember, but it sounds like a Ryan
Leaf
thing.
You wind up playing the same year you get drafted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was a 98 draft, right? Or was he a 97 draft?
I think it was 98.
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was 98. That has Ryan Leaf rookie year written all over it.
Sean McVay's 27-13 versus the AFC. It's the third best winning percentage by a head coach over that exact span. The only ones better, Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid.
Hey, that's a pretty good class to be in right there. Three coaches who have won a Super Bowl in the last handful of years.
That was an odd start to a game. Are the Ravens really going to do this?
That looked like a Rams team who knew that they could just show up and go through the motions and get a win because the Ravens are that bad. Once they got the goal line stop on fourth down on Henry and they stuffed him, you're like, all right, this game's over.
Colts are off to their best six-game start since 6-0 in 2009. That was the year they lost to the Saints in the Super Bowl. Jonathan Taylor has 8 touchdowns this season, the most touchdowns by a Colt in the team's first 6 games since Edgerrin James in 2000.
That's a long time ago, man. I loved watching Edgerrin James play. He was so good.
I know he had a couple catches yesterday. Tyler Warren's been unbelievable, and everybody in Chicago has to be going, damn it, dude. Yeah. We took the wrong head in.
We had a chance to get that.
Loveland might develop, but Warren's been an instant beast for the Colts.
He has been a monster for them.
More NFL factoids here. The Seahawks have 9 straight road wins, extending their longest road win streak in franchise history. They're the first team to win 9 straight road games since the Eagles in 2021-2022.
It's one of those funny betting trends that I've tried to pick up on.
I bet on that game,
they're
too.
Not a good team to bet on at home.
It was 2.5 at kick. Yes. I don't care.
I just keep going up. Doesn't matter to me. If it's sub-field goal, that's fine. They're a lock on the road right now. It is wild how good they have been.
Smith and Jigba has 696 receiving yards this season, most by a Seahawk player through the first 6 team games of a season in franchise history, most receiving yards in any 6-game span in Seahawks history.
Those Ohio State wide receivers are nuts, man. Unless your name's Marvin Harrison, Jr.
He went to the Cardinals, though.
All the other ones. If I'm an NFL GM, I'm taking one of those guys. Give me one of those guys.
Mike McDonald is 10-1 on the road since taking over as a Seahawks head coach last season. He's the fourth head coach in NFL history to win 10 of his first 11 road games. George Seifert started 11-0.
He took over a pretty good team.
Sean McVay went 10-1.
Yeah.
And Paul Brown, famously.
Paul Brown, who could forget?
Mall Cop.
Yeah. Who could forget Paul Brown, Mall Cop?
I mean, come on.
Mr. Brown, is that the guy they named the Browns after?
Travis Hunter had 4 receptions for a season-low 15 yards.
Yeah.
How's that going? I know he had a moment.
I mean, it's looking
terrible.
The part of it that's just going to, we'll see how the rest of the year goes for him and where that pick ends up being.
He's a good player, just that was a stupid
trade. Trading next year's one for him is just going to, and look, it might not end up, maybe the Jags are a playoff team and they win 9 games this year and you're like, all right, whatever, we gave up the, whatever that would be, the 19th overall pick in the draft. But if things do end up careening a little bit here, which I wouldn't be, you know, we could see how it could go in the NFL either way. If that ends up being a top 10 pick, oh my God, you're going to look back on that with regret.
Patriots are 3-0 on the road this season, first time winning 3 straight road games since 2021. That's the Patriots' 3rd straight win. That's the first time since 2022. And they're 4-2, their first time over 500 through 6 games of a season without Tom Brady starting any games, 1999.
Ready for one more to add on top of that? Drake May, in the last 5 weeks, he is the only quarterback in the NFL that has a passer rating over 100 in each of his last 5 games. He is the first player to do it in the NFL in 5 consecutive games since Justin Herbert.
And final one for you, because I like to admit when I'm wrong, and I'll even throw it in my own face.
Ooh.
Steelers are 4-1 or better for the 19th time in franchise history. Their plus 12-point differential is the lowest of any of those 4-1 or better starts. So it's literally they're making history by being 4-1, but I'm also an idiot by betting against the Steelers.
You did it again every year.
I do it again. I just keep stepping in.
Every year we got to figure out. They're going to find a way to do it. The division leaders right now, it is a... Did anybody have this predicted at the start of the year? Your top four seeds in the AFC playoff picture are the Colts, the Steelers are the 2 seed, the Chargers are the 3 seed, and the New England Patriots are the 4 seed.
How 2008 of them.
That is the playoff picture right now with your four division leaders at the...
Mahomes isn't even in the playoffs right now.
He's not even in the playoffs right now. Josh Allen is not leading his own division right now.
Lamar's not in the playoffs. Mahomes is in the playoffs. And Allen's not. He's a wild card.
Mahomes is now the leading favorite for MVP, though.
Oh, did it shift this morning? Mm-hmm. I thought it was Allen, Mahomes, and then Baker, but okay, there you go.
Yeah, Allen throws a pick late. That'll do it to you.
NFL Factoid Tuesday every day, or every Tuesday at 6:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.